Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off, and we spoke recently, but there's always new and exciting things going on with Talk, so Torsten Brand, good to meet you in person, sir.
Yeah, hello again.
Yes. Now, I had some questions because we just saw an announcement with Verizon here in the U.S. to work with the Motorola Q9C, the package where you can buy the phone and talks for $249, and I guess they require a two-year plan on that. And some people asked me right away, is talks already available for the Windows Mobile platform?
Well, it is available with this particular phone, and we'll make it available for the Windows Mobile platform in the coming months. So we expect to have something ready end of next quarter.
So and, as of now, this is the only phone?
Yeah, it's the only phone currently. We have worked on this as a starter, basically. And it's a very good deal. Basically, if you're on a 2 years contract with Verizon, you can get it for $219, and you get a $70 discount or rebate on this. So I think it's an excellent deal if you want to get started with screen reading on a mobile phone. And if you're a Verizon customer, of course, or want to become one.
Exactly. So how well has this been tested? I mean, that was something that some people asked, and I said, well, the good thing about Talks, you know you're going to get some good upgrades if there's are issues out of the box as you're going into a new operating system.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, this is a new adventure. We are working closely with Dolphin upon this. They have decided to discontinue SmartHel. And instead,
oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, you heard that here first, folks, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can say that officially. I have asked Dolphin for permission. They're working with us upon talks. And what we have done at first is, of course, we try to make the user experience as closely as possible. We try to match the user experience as closely as possible to Talks for Symbian, which means we have just implemented a very similar user interface. Same key commands as you're used to already for the Series 60 platform, because we want to allow users to switch between platforms if they wanted to. And
the other big question, Torsten, that keeps coming up is people are trying to understand this upgrade structure.
Yes.
A, for if they want to switch their license from one Symbian phone to another, or if they want to port it over to a Windows Mobile phone, which, of course, I guess right now the Q9C is the only option. So can you explain that in a little greater detail?
I mean, for the Series 60 platform, you know that we have the licenses attached to the phone. And if you have a new phone and you want to carry over your license to that phone, you normally have to pay an upgrade fee. With the upgrade, you automatically get an upgrade to the newest version. So, for instance, if you have a new phone, you have an old Talks version, maybe even 2 years ago or something, or 3 years ago on the Series 60 second edition phone. Now you want to have a shiny N82 or whatever. You want to have an upgrade to the newest Talks version, you simply buy one upgrade. And you get Talks on both phones, which means you can sell your old phone to somebody else if you want, and they still have Talks on it.
Oh, really? How much is that for that upgrade?
Well, you should really ask the Talks dealers. I don't know the price.
Okay, so it doesn't really, it's not where it transfers. You actually buy another license at a discount, and then you can sell your phone with Talks on it, which adds value to it.
Yes, that's right. It's not a license transfer. It's an additional license you buy in reality. We cannot deactivate the license on a Symbian phone. It's not so easily doable. What we have now, which is brand new, is a SIM-based license. We spoke about that last time.
Well, yeah, but I think people were still a little unclear on how it works. You pay a fee.
Yes.
And you upgrade where it's tied to your SIM card, right? And you can...
which one? Normally it's tied to the phone.
Okay, right, this normally.
The old version or the old licensing scheme was tied to the phone.
So you would buy a new version that is SIM card based?
Yeah, now you can, if you want to, you can attach a license to the SIM card or to the phone. It's your choice, basically. And
and this, again, is an upgrade path?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so
if you have a new SIM, let's say you switch to a different provider, you would then buy an upgrade for the SIM card.
Okay.
You know, to switch to a new SIM card, basically.
So I'm trying to think. I know somebody who has like 9 or 10 Symbian phones. So his best solution would be to buy a SIM card license, and then he could transfer that to whatever phone he feels like using
That's correct.
That week or whatever.
Any phone that will run the I mean, that, that will work with that license of talks that he has, will be usable with the same SIM card. Simply insert the license if, if SMS registration could be done there, or you can enter it manually if you want to save money. Or if SMS registration shouldn't work for you, you can enter it manually. Otherwise, you can also retrieve your license using our SMS registration system.
Okay, so it's still the pricing then is up to the dealers. You're not setting out as a company.
Yeah,
talks
we're
or nuances, not,
not
saying.
We, okay. We have recommended pricing, but we give that to the dealers and they decide, because it's really different in different countries and we don't want to force them.
I see, because that's a lot of people, they're a little concerned because there's not specific dollar amounts mentioned. But again, like you said, it's multiple currencies and...
Yeah, go to your dealers and simply ask
them. So then shop around, there might be a little price difference between the dealers. I'll say that because you can't. Right. I also had some people asking, trying to understand the new features about how you use talks while you're engaged in a phone call. I mean, I know I can hit... Talks 9 or whatever and get the time, but you know what can you do, or what are you limited from doing, or what do you need to make sure that you do?
Oh, well, it's very simple. If you want to use things like getting the time, getting the network status or things like that, it's very easy. You simply press the key command during a call, it will work. But otherwise speech is by default is muted on the call.
Right, and you hear it in your ear, which is great, so the other person doesn't hear it echo from the speaker back into the mouthpiece.
Yes.
And I like it. It seems to read numbers better, I think.
Yeah.
Phone numbers. It reads them like phone numbers. Really. Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
We have also this unmute feature. So when you press talks followed by the clear key, which can mute the talks, it can also unmute talks during a call. And if you do this, you can then use everything you want. I mean, you can look up a contact or enter a new contact in your phone. You can,
also, if someone has you on hold, you can, or go do a conference three-way call.
Yeah, you can do I think you can have a conference call of up to 5 participants or something like that, depending on the network, of course.
Okay.
And you can put somebody on hold, or you can mute somebody, all by the menus and stuff. So you can do it all, and you can use your TTS on this, which means if you have chosen Eloquence, for example, you can use it during a call. You don't have to fall back to this ugly Nokia TTS. This is what we did in the past.
Yes, the drunken TTS, as Mike called it. Yes,
this one.
Yes, this one. Yeah.
And you can also use that on the brand new Series 60 phone. Series 60 third edition FP2 is a feature pack 2. These phones, like the Nokia 6220, or the N96, for example, the N79, those phones would normally not support voice during a call at all with our old system, and Torx is not the only screen reader that can offer voice during a call on these handsets at all.
Have you updated your documentation now for 4.0 so people can understand
course,
the difference in your new features?
Yes, we have updated the documentation to really to the phones, the new phones, and the features of Torx, and
but take a look at that. It's good documentation, by the way. In fact, not only as a new, the N82 was the first phone I ever owned. So not only did it explain Torx, it explained to me concepts about using the phone that were very helpful as well.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to get across. Basically, our idea is Torx should be, at first glance, it should be very easy to use. So for a novice user, my goal is the user reads our manual, gets the first impression on the phone, and then at the second stage he learns Torx. So if you have different additional commands like getting status information and so on, it's very nice to know them, of course, but just to get started and get something done with your phone, write your first text message, this is something you can do using our manual.
Well, very good. I won't keep you any further. I'm sure you're busy at the conference, but thanks a lot. Awesome product.
One thing I should say, we will have an audio manual version of that as well. We always had the audio version.
Okay.
Read by by human, very good speaker. And we will continue to do this for Torx version 4. But we will also release a DAISY version of that manual very soon.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot, Torsten. Awesome product. Of course, as always, if you're in the market, you should look at all options, which sounds like now the number's dwindling a little bit, but certainly take a look at Torx. Great product.
Yeah,
Yeah. Give your website for a starting point so people can find a vendor in their area.
The website is www.nuance.com/talks. In a couple of weeks, we will also upgrade our website. When we have the documentation ready, audio documentation and some translations, we will upgrade that to the real new stuff. Until then, we can still find it on web pages of our dealers. And the dealer list is there as well. If you look at this website, you will also find a link to the dealer's list.
Okay. The software that makes your phone talks, it's called Talks. Mike Law from CSUN 2009 for SAMNet Radio, your station, your community.